Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll be talking about the last few weeks of the show. But before we do, make sure you check out our interviews and all the Blog Talk Radio shows we do every Saturday. This is our 375th Blog Talk Radio show. So be sure to check them out. And we're also on Twitter at Diva of Dole. And we are also on have a Facebook page, Diva of Days of Our Lives. And you can also find us on iTunes. And I'm Marianne, and you can find me at mama_hooch on Twitter. And right, we have Jen with us. Hi, Jen.
Hey. I'm at REXJDK at Twitter.
Okay. And you can always find Diva Carrie, and she's at Diva of Dole. And Anna is Causey Hooch at Causey Hooch. And they're not here yet, but hopefully they should be here. I think that Carrie was calling in and Anna. So hopefully they'll be here soon. And also you make sure you check out at Teo Penglis, at Teo Penglis on Twitter, and also at Lauren Coslow and Ian Buchanan at Kiltrip USA. I think him and the I've been seeing online him and a lot of the other GH1 people like Tristan Rogers and Emma Sams. They're in Cleveland. They were in Chicago, in amidst all that snow, and I think they're on their way to Cleveland now.
They were saying
of being troopers and coming through the snow. And actually, Ian tweeted, I guess they're going from Chicago to Cleveland on Amtrak. They're actually traveling by train, and they're on their way to Cleveland now. I think they must have done Chicago today or whatever, and then I think there must be a one in Cleveland tomorrow. So,
oh man,
that should be, yeah. So I don't know. So, but anyway, so that's what's going on there. So, So, yeah, we missed the others. Hope everybody had a nice Easter. We didn't do it last week because of the holiday. So, although seems like days is kind of heating up, like it's getting a little better than it had been. It's been kind of blah there for a while. But hopefully with the return of Nicole, and I think coming up soon is going to be Xander. He's going to be coming back, and I think Kristen's coming back soon. Valerie is coming back. I don't know. What did you think about Jen? I kind of preferred Sheila, and I heard she's leaving.
I like Sheila, but I don't like her pairing with Abe. I think, like, he would be a good boss for her and, like, a good mentor, but I don't see them together.
Not romantically.
No,
yeah.
I see
just, like,
Abe
far,
and-
you know, like, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was surprised. I didn't think Valerie was coming back, but I guess she is. Is she coming back? Is she staying? Did you hear?
I don't know.
Or is she leaving?
Would. But
no?
they got to write for her, you know? They didn't write for her.
Right. Yeah, so maybe they can make her let. Yeah, I was see how it is when she comes back. I think we have, who is that? Anna?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, okay, that's Anna.
Who were you talking about writing for? I didn't hear that part.
Valerie.
Valerie. We're saying about Valerie's coming on and Sheila will be leaving. I was just asking her what.
I like Sheila better.
She's thought about that.
I mean, I know she's in a different kind of like a different class, if you will, but than Abe. But I like Sheila.
Valerie with Abe.
I like relief and I like the give and take, you know, and the kind of like the witty repartee. And really, to me, Vanessa always strikes me as a buzzkill. I don't know. That's just me. I'll
but
shut up now.
Yeah. Yeah. Jen doesn't see them as romantic couple, though. Yeah, she doesn't.
No,
she likes them
together
way, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like them as friends,
yeah.
Those two, but.
Okay. Yeah, we were just saying about the returns and how Nicole returned on this past Friday, so that was
right.
the big
yeah.
surprise.
Well, you know what?
So.
The one thing I have to say about her is she's supposedly in this really horrible shape, like she's been traumatized and all this stuff, but she had hoop earrings mm-hmm. on and a new haircut, so I don't know.
Yeah, she looked pretty good even though she collapsed in Rex's arms.
She looked
like for being like I don't know week or whatever.
I know her worst day is better than any most people's
yeah.
best day. So I don't know.
I know.
Anyway, I thought that
and
was
every
kind
time
of
you
fun.
See her, yeah, she always has different hair. I mean, and Ari looks
yeah.
good in any haircut she ever had. Yeah, so it
you know the
doesn't
only
matter.
Time I didn't like her hair really is when she threw it all the way back from the front. You know, like where her whole forehead was exposed.
Oh,
I didn't like that look. But
oh,
I like most of the
yeah.
others.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean, Jen? Right. You remember, know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like yeah. Sierra. The girl gets kidnapped. He's like dragging her around the city, and she still looks gorgeous. It's like, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. That's
oh,
probably
well.
Most of the women on there, you
it
know.
It is Hollywood. It is Hollywood. But it's still, I just kind of cracked up because she was so weak. She was about to pass out. And Rex is all worried about her. And I'm like, hey, she felt good enough to put her hoop earrings in and do her hair.
Yep.
So
uh-huh.
anyway, I'm just being judgy. I just happened to
we
notice
have,
that. I'm like,
Why are you picking
on Carrie
with Nicole?
Hi, Carrie.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I can't imagine what Carrie wants to talk about tonight. I'll save my Kate report for later, and you can cover here.
I apologize for calling.
Well, everybody
in
can tell what they enjoyed this week, what their favorite storyline was.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
ahead.
I apologize for calling my late. My service plan died as soon as
ooh.
I called in, so I had to go and refill
oh.
it, and then. Turn off
oh.
my phone and turn back on. So yeah, but,
oh,
yeah,
no.
we've been. I've been. I know it's like really it had to happen right now. So but my phone was working just fine. Okay. Oh yes, Nicole. Thank God for Nicole. She's gonna save us from these crazy, boring storylines.
Yep. Nicole and Xander.
And Xander needs to be naked as much as possible, which I'm counting on. Yeah, Uncle Ron's going to come through for us and have a lot of nude scenes for Xander. But
so sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I like Sarah and Eric, but I didn't want Eric to be in another storyline where he's interloping on his brother's relationship.
Yeah.
And yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't want to see that again. And on top of that, mm-hmm. basically, Eric, Rex and Sarah took over Eric's apartment. I mean,
yeah, it's really
yeah.
rude. I mean,
yeah.
two doctors that can't afford to get their own flipping place.
Yeah, get your own flipping place. I mean, they have no intentions of moving out. It was
and
supposed to be
Eric
temporary. Yeah, and Rex is sitting there having romantic dinners in the apartment, and Eric feels like he has to leave his own apartment to give them alone time. It is just the most effed up thing I've ever seen. It's like, you know, like a weird Three's Company rerun or something. It doesn't make any sense. So Rex and Sarah needed to end. And Sarah is just, seriously, she's a lot like Nicole, that she's just a train wreck all over the place.
Yep.
Oh, total train wreck.
Oh,
which I kind of like that about her, that she's not a goody two-shoes, so I think that would have been boring. So I'm kind of glad she's kind of a train wreck. But so Nicole comes in and saves us from this weird triangle. So, yeah, so she comes in. I guess she has a fever and she's woozy and not feeling well. But as Anna said, she still did her hair and put in her earrings, which I don't blame her for that. I would still do that, too. Yeah, if you're going to go see Eric, would you not want to look your best? Come on. I would have shown up in a dress and dress and high heels.
I just had to say it. I just had to say it, you know.
Yeah. And I liked her expression when she opened the door and saw Rex instead of Eric, like, Rex? Yeah. She looked
that's
at
Rex,
him.
That's her ex-husband in real life.
It was kind of out of play,
husband.
Too, because that's her ex-husband, too. Yeah.
That's
kind of, you know. So,
yeah, I was wondering how that was going to work out, but that seemed to be fine. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With Kyle and Ari playing against each other, that was fine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. As those two characters together, yeah, they did.
And you know, poor Chloe. It's like, you know, it's like you reminded me of that. You had one job. I mean. It's like the very day Nicole comes back to town and she loses the kid.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Did you see how Nicole
is upset with Chloe?
Mm-hmm.
Like she thought Eric was having, you know, when she questioned Rex, you know, Eric had Holly, and he tells her no. She had Chloe, and she couldn't understand that. I don't know. They never didn't get into it more. Like, did she forget about that letter? All she remembers is that she last thing she told was Eric to please take care of Polly. So
unless maybe she didn't write the letter,
right? It could, right. I've seen that.
Exactly.
It could be that wasn't her that wrote the letter, right?
No.
But she knows nothing about it. Yeah.
Yeah, but it kind of makes sense for Chloe to take care of Polly though, because Parker and Holly are brother and sister. So it would kind of make sense that. She raised him instead of Eric, but yeah. It's going to be interesting. I can't wait for this week. I think it's going to be awesome with Xander and then. Go ahead.
Yeah, do you think it was Xander that kidnapped Holly?
Yeah, it was
Xander.
Is that
what you've been hearing?
Yeah, it was Xander. The best part at the end of the scene was. I'm sorry, I missed the whole beginning of the show. I was dealing with my phone. But so Eric and Sarah walk into the apartment, and they're just stunned because there's Nicole there, and then Sarah turns and looks at Eric because they're there to break Rex's heart into a million pieces. So,
how
hurt
is it going to be? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, someone's heart's going to be broken. Probably Sarah.
Isn't that typical soaps? Isn't that typical soap? Just as soon as Eric and Sarah have finally connected with their feelings, and look how long that took. I don't know how many weeks we've been messing with this. And just as soon as they did, there's Nicole going back. That's like typical.
And Nicole saw that Eric had his photo album out of her, the photo shoots he did of her. Back in the day when they first got together, that was really sweet. That was really cool. So I enjoyed that. So yeah, as a long suffering Eric Cole fan, I'm glad they're coming back together, and I appreciate the Twitter handle. Those were the days when they've been showing a lot of Father Eric and Nicole working together with Vargas that we all miss and love, and wish Sean Douglas would come back. But it was so nice to see that was like one of my favorite storylines, recent storylines, was Father Eric and Nicole. This man, they had the sexual tension. They were fantastic, and I really enjoyed that. But they keep doing that with Eric, though, with Nicole when she was with Brady, and then Sarah when she was Rex, and I'm kind of tired of Eric being sexually frustrated all the time. He needs someone that's
I would like for Eric to just once have unfettered sex where he's not worried about hurting his brother or, you know, hurting God or hurting, you know, I just want him to have a relationship where, you know.
Well, he did that with Serena, and that was awful.
That was an absolutely awful relationship. I literally didn't watch the show for quite a long time because of that, for the most part. Because that elephant story was awful, and I just couldn't stomach it. So anyway,
Dad.
Yeah. So, and
really, the whole
Carrie,
time
I noticed
her,
in your notes about pre- about Prince, the hair, when we were talking about Nicole's hair, about Sarah's
mm-hmm.
hair. You referenced
that?
Princess Leia. Yeah.
Well, this is a really...
I think they've been trying to figure out what to do with her hair.
Yeah, her hair is bad.
Yeah, because...
Yeah,
they've been giving her kind
bad.
Of different styles. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't like the fake bangs or what the hell they were doing with that. But she doesn't really need bangs. Like, I have bangs, but I need them because I have a large forehead. It's not, you know, I was born that way. I've had bangs since I was able to grow them out, you know. I can't get rid of them. She doesn't need bangs. And that braid was and the braid was a mess with the Princess Leia hairstyle. I don't know what the hell that was. But the braid was, it was unkempt, and she did hairspray or something. It was just horrible. I just didn't get it.
Well, I'm glad Sierra is back to the long hair now and not that other funny way she was wearing her hair before.
Yeah, it was really pretty. Beautiful. It was sweet.
Yeah. Her hair is, she has beautiful hair.
Mm-hmm. She does.
Yeah. Now, speaking of Sierra and Ben, they finally made love for the first time, which was pretty pretty good scene.
See,
yeah, they are hot together. They're good together.
Once they got a set. Once they got a set for him with a bed,
we knew
that was coming. Now, let me ask you guys this. Did that look a little bit like the set that Brady and Nicole ran away to in Canada? Does it look a little bit like that set where they, although the bed was configured differently, but it looked like some of the scenery around or the walls around it looked a little bit like the place they stayed in when they were on the run, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, it could have.
Because it's kind of like a cabin.
I'm sure it's been another set.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm always curious about stuff like that. But yeah, it was definitely hot.
Oh, yeah. They reuse sets for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. But they were adorable.
Well, I know the part that I enjoyed the most was Stabby. How does everybody, that they were, the banter and the tension. And the sex and the hatred and the love is like, oh, my goodness, off the charts with those two.
Yep.
I mean, I enjoy them. And Gabby sitting, you know, going after him, and all of a sudden she hates you, don't touch me again. And all of a sudden then she just grabs him and kisses him. And they're, you know, first at Rafe, you know, when she comes out at Rafe's place.
You know what kind of ruins it is how gross it is that he's, like, trying to woo Chloe, and I'm like, geez, I hope you changed your. I don't know. I just was kind of.
I was waiting for the sex right afterwards from that one to that one, but Chloe like turned him down there. But still, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he hates
Gabby.
That was just hate sex. No.
but that
explains that.
Sure.
They are good together. And I have to admit, I'm liking Brandon Barash's version of
I mean, I'm surprising myself because I didn't think I would like him.
Yes, he is good. So
yeah,
I think he's, and they are good together, and then yeah.
I think Gabby.
Did you guys like them together?
I think Gabby's doing it wrong though, because Gabby, I don't think. Gabby was pushing it way too hard and was too suspicious. I don't. And the thing is, too, when Gabby usually.
Too obvious?
Yeah, when Gabby usually. Yeah. Usually the best way to seduce a guy is to try to trick him into chasing after you.
Yeah.
And she said she did it wrong. And the thing is, too, what Gabby normally does is she dates a guy. And then she has him around Ariana, which creeps me out. It's too soon to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they bond with her daughter, and then they like her more because of the daughter, and then they sleep with her. And we all know Stefan wants a family, and, you know, he just lost Charlotte. So she should have done what she normally does, which is bring Ariana around Stefan. And I think that would have worked a little better for her because that's what he wants is a family. And seducing him is
kinda like
not enough. I mean, yeah, she wants to break his heart, and so far she hasn't even gotten close to the heart yet. You know, she kind of focused on the wrong organ. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she grabbed that organ. Did you see that? She grabbed him. Oh, he's there. Ah! Yeah. And she didn't let go either. She kept squeezing. Yeah. That was funny.
What she tend to do to Leo.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
She could have threatened to do what she threatened to do to Leo.
Yeah, that's true.
She didn't. Yeah, she just grabbed him, but she didn't threaten to cut him, cut it off.
That was pretty wild though, because I honestly hadn't watched the show in a while. I was still trying to catch up from some of the episodes from a month ago, and so I decided to try to watch some of this week, and I caught some of every episode, but. I know that I was like, wow, all of a sudden it's like Gabby and Stefan are like jumping in. But she's so good, though. I mean, she is just so good. Because, I mean, she was doing that on purpose because she wants to crush his soul and any other body part.
Right.
And she was pretty pissed when Brady was like, no, I guess I'm done with this whole revenge thing and this whole plot that I'm doing and all.
Yeah,
and
he says,
oh,
never mind. I'm just going to let Chloe alone now because. But she doesn't want to let it alone. You know,
But see, maybe she's going to be jealous of Chloe, though. So she's like, wait a minute here.
Well, she's jealous. I think as much as she loathes Stefan, she still wants him. There's still a little bit of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she'd like.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But
And him too.
I was really creeped out by him just like. Doing her a couple of times, and then like that same day, but I'm glad that Chloe slowed it up a little bit. So anyway, and the other thing is, well, I guess with Holly crying, I guess she has night terrors. They've talked about that before. So I guess that wouldn't have made me suspicious to look through the whole room, but like the dude was hiding in the closet. And they've just escaped like from getting killed several times. So checked into bed or something, or looked at closet.
But
dang, checked around a little bit maybe. So do you think they chloroformed? Do you think the guy chloroformed the little girl because she was super quiet when they came up to check on her, and then like when he took her out, she was quiet. So
yeah.
I think for her to go from screaming her head off at him, he must have chloroformed her or something. Oof. Anyway, I digress. But
okay.
Unless she recognized Xander.
Did he take her down the tunnel? Down the secret
through the tunnels.
Deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how he came in.
Is he gonna come out? Doug? You gonna come out? Doug's place? No.
If Xander knows his way around the Mirror Mansion, yeah.
Oh,
first I thought, well, maybe it's Kristen.
I'm thinking of
Xander. First I thought Kristen.
They made me think it was, because I hadn't looked at the spoilers or anything, they made me think it was Nicole trying to get her daughter back. Then
or Nicole, yeah.
Like,
that's kind of who you thought it was, Nicole.
So I thought, you know. But then I didn't think it was Xander. I didn't think about that. Duh.
You know,
so
and
yeah,
of course.
So the French.
Ted's supposed to be in with him. You know.
Ted's working.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
You know, in a way, I wish we did not know about the returns ahead of time.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I wish they wouldn't tell us either.
Like, if you wouldn't have known Nicole was coming back, what a shock that would have been.
Yeah.
And
it would have been great. Mm-hmm. I would rather be surprised like that, but, you know.
Right.
I mean, it would get better for. Well, it's just like when we've known that somebody was coming back or whatever, and it's like Soap Opera Digest goes and explodes, or maybe we didn't know and they go and expose it like a day ahead of time or something. You're like, dang, that would have been so cool if we'd all
now
been surprised.
We know.
You know,
we know months ahead of time now, and we're just waiting for them to come back.
We know Grant and Barash isn't even on the show anymore, and we're trying to get into this. Whole story here, and it's like, dang, now we know he's gone. So I know.
Wait,
I wish we didn't know.
He was back.
I
thought they
came me back.
I think he's
already.
Yeah.
Back again? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think they decided he's staying.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard about that.
Which is weird because Nadia is going. So that's kind of weird, too. So
I know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, Jen,
what do you think about
favorite part?
What's your favorite part?
My favorite part, I guess, is Ben and Sierra.
Yeah, they're good.
And Hope and Ted.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And
I was seeing the whole race.
Did everybody notice Rafe got a little emotional? He actually showed emotion.
Yeah.
Slammed the door on his way out of there.
Yeah.
Ooh, go Galen.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
See, we know what Marianne was.
Yeah.
Oh, he was pissed and hurt.
I mean, I like to see.
I
would like to see him get pissed like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, let's see. Well, I loved the fact that Kate was on this week, three episodes. So,
she was on with Ted at first, right?
I'm trying to think. She had some scenes with Ted.
And Victor.
And she basically, dressed him down.
Victor.
Not literally. Boy, with Ted, she just isn't buying the good guy act at all. You know, she sees right through him. And so she kind of, I don't remember what all happened on that, but I just remember that she was like just giving it back as good as he could give it, you know, and better. And then of course she goes over and she gets, Victor's hiring her, of course, as you know, and hiring her back to Titan. And, Maggie finds out and she's in this like total, and she's on, and Kate walks in and she's standing in the doorway because I don't know if she's
dark
at their door again. And then there's Kate right there. And Victor's like, oh crap. Maggie leaves and he sits down or she sits down and they talk over things and Brady got pissed and he shows up at her Salem Inn, and where she still has a place at the Salem Inn instead of an actual home or apartment or something. And then he rips up her contract. He's like, I'm the head of Titan, grandfather, And so they have some good scenes, and she and Brady, and then, you know, she obviously had another copy. When she goes to sign it, she's like, well, I'm glad I had another copy of the contract. And he accepted all the changes she made to it. So she had made some changes, and he signed off on all of it, and then she signed it. But one of my favorite things was, though, okay, so Maggie dressed her down, and then later on, she goes after Maggie, and oh my gosh. And at one point, she says something about magic. Are you afraid the magic will be gone? And magic is the couple name. I don't know if people remember.
Mm-hmm.
When Victor and Maggie first got together, it was Maggie and Vic, magic. And she threw
magic,
that line,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, that was good. That was good. So I love it when they do little shout outs like that to the fans and stuff. So, and I love the pink blouse that she had, that she was wearing. It looked really pretty on her face. She looks great. And then the other scene she was in is when she was still at the Casa Kiriakis. And then Maggie really needs to watch what she's saying aloud.
Yes.
People keep coming in behind her talking about. And so she was blasting her son, Rex, to Kate, you know, well, it's not surprising he's a serial cheater, given that you're his mother. She was just as nasty as she could be. And as she's going off on this thing, I'm really hoping she can find somebody better than Rex. And then Rex is standing in the doorway at the front door. He had come over to tell them that, you know, to tell Maggie, but also his mom, that Will's brain tumor was benign. They still have to deal with it, but it's not cancer. So, anyway, and it's also nice to know that Sarah and Rex are brain surgeons and can't oncologists. That's always nice. Anyway, they're almost like Dr. Dan with his multiple specialties.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure there's anyone within a 5,000-mile radius that was in real life that would trust either of those two with their brain. But anyway, nevertheless. but so Rex is like, okay, I can take it. Yeah, you're right. I was jerk, you know. So, but he stands by his mom, and they're talking. And so, you know, first Maggie, like, gave him crap. And then after Kate bolts out of there, you know, Matt Rex goes back to his, I will make her happy for the rest of, you know, Sarah happy for the rest of her life. So I have a question with all that, with the Rex, Sarah, miracle thing. So Carrie, when, okay, now that they've been, Eric and Sarah have been making out and profess their love for one another, and they're going to, at the pub, and they're going to go and tell Rex that they're in love and she's dumping him. And once again, his brother has, you know, stolen the love of the life of one of his other brothers. They're running back to the house to tell him that, or the apartment to tell him that. And, of course, then Nicole's there, so that changes the whole thing. So what do you think is going to happen next? Do you think they're going to go, do you think they're going to get so caught up in the Nicole thing that they shove aside what they were deciding to do with the Rex, you know, breakup?
Yep.
Or,
oh, yeah,
is that what
I
you
think,
think
so.
Is going to happen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because Sarah knows, oh, Nicole. But here's the thing. Don't you think Nicole's going to blast Eric for not having Holly? You know that there's
yes.
You know they're not
she's going to be upset with Eric.
Farm. You know that they're going to make tension with that, because it's not going to be like, oh, Eric, my lost love.
Well, he's just going to say, well, you told me in the letter, you told us in the letter, you know, we'll have to see what comes of that too.
He
I'm sure he'll
fight
say
for
that,
Holly.
That's why.
Yeah.
Well, he did fight, but.
So, anyway. But, I mean, I can see, and then, of course, then when they find out that Holly really is missing, the whole thing is going to be about that. And so all this pent up emotion that just came
everybody
out.
Trying to find her.
Stuck back in a bottle for a while.
For another 10 months.
Oh, geez.
I mean, Ted's behind that, too, with Xander. Like, I don't, so what's the reason for what's the reason Xander's kidnapping Holly along with Ted? Is it for Kristen? Or why? Or Xander to get back at Nicole?
Got away from him.
What?
Maybe
what?
Nicole got away from him?
Oh, yeah,
something gets revenge on Nicole.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, why are we kidnapped?
Oh,
why is he kidnapping
that
him?
Makes sense.
What's
okay,
the reason?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
And then how are Ted and Xander connected?
Yeah. How does Ted's connected with that? He gets in with everybody. He's in all kinds of little schemes.
Yeah.
You think he might be undercover cop?
No.
I don't know.
That's my quick answer.
They're trying to make him a good guy, but I don't know. I think he's just, meh. Anyway.
I don't know. He looks good in lavender,
know.
I can tell you that. That lavender shirt he wears. So, anyway.
When you were talking about, like, Kate and Victor, and he wants Kate to work, did you know the reason he gave Maggie? Because Maggie's there. Why do you want her? And all he gave all the reasons and all the things that she's done. Something about trying to get, because of Philip.
With Philip.
So he can get it back in good graces with Philip. I said, oh, they brought up Philip. I said, oh, I wonder what that means.
Oh, please.
So that's part of his reason,
I
guess.
I hope they don't bring back the last one. I hope that if they're going to bring back Philip, the only Philip I will accept is J. Kenneth Johnson, just for the record.
Right.
And I don't think he's ever coming back, so I don't think they know where he is.
Yeah, I don't hear much. But anyway, I thought that was interesting when he brought up.
Yeah. And what is with Hope? I mean, so she really, I mean,
Hope's hopeless.
It's like, I don't know.
So whose side do you want? Ray for Hope. Who do you think has the best argument? Who's wrong? Are they both wrong?
I like Ray. Well, I'm actually rooting for Ray. And I don't even say, honestly, it'd be a punishment for him to go back with Hope. So I hope so. You know what's interesting, though, and somebody mentioned
they're too far
last
gone,
time
though.
Or something, that Lonnie, you know, Lonnie's hooked on that baby now, and Eli,
right.
I think he's kind of jealous, but I think even more he's afraid she's going to get so attached to that baby, and she is,
mm-hmm.
because they lost their baby, and he's about the age or so within, I don't know exactly, but he's somewhat in the age range that their baby would have been, roughly. So I'm just, I think part of it kind of came out when he went over and he's like, I want you to my place tonight.
But yeah, he pointed that out to her.
You know, but he did. You know. He said, you know, he's not your child. You know, he's not our David.
Right.
And of course, then when Rafe got back and he, well, I got some food and all, and she basically said, oh, I don't mind staying. You know, Eli's totally fine with it. And he said, are you sure? Because I know you guys haven't gotten to spend a lot of time
he's not.
Together lately.
Well,
she goes,
she lied
no.
right
she
there.
Goes, oh, no. Yeah, she's like, oh, no, he's good with it. So I have a feeling, with, you know, doesn't it look kind of like Lonnie?
They're not
and
trying
Rafe
to put Rafe and Lonnie together, are they, do you think?
No.
I don't know. I wonder.
I hope not.
I wonder.
Ugh.
I kind of wonder about it.
That's what I'm, that's kind of what
honestly,
you're thinking.
Might be, yeah. Might be kind of interesting. I don't know. You can tell she's obsessed with the baby, so, you know, it's like, she definitely, and Rafe wants to keep the baby, right?
Why?
I mean, he.
Sounds like it, but I thought Lonnie and Eli would take the baby, would get together and adopt the baby. That's
the Eli.
That was
like
what I was hoping.
But see, he's feeling like she's pushing him away. And then he's worried about her because of the, you know, their baby and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But she's going like wonky all of a sudden. So. I don't know, but
who knows? In soap land, that baby could turn out to be David.
That could be true.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Could be. That could be too.
Yeah.
Although we saw her grieving over and holding the baby who was supposedly dead, but stranger things happen. But so I don't know. I don't know where they're going with this, but this is a way to break. Another way to break up. Rafe and Hope, and then the whole Ted angle too. So, but yeah, because I think you know, Rope is dead right now. Yeah, they just need to be done. They need to be done a long time ago, but yeah, they're done. Hopefully. Although, do you like Hope with Ted? Do you like Hope and Ted?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He puts her first, at least.
Yeah. Or is he just playing her?
Yeah.
I don't know. Or does he really care about her? I don't know.
I don't know. See, I don't know about the whole thing. It just, I don't know. Could go either way. We need to see him in some leisure
I guess,
wear,
is he
though.
Staying? Is he staying, Ted? I mean, we haven't heard that he's not going to be gone, right?
Yeah.
I haven't heard.
No, Ted's gone.
I don't know what they're doing.
Ted's
Ted?
Gone. Yeah, Ted's
gone.
Oh, he
gone. Is? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but I Rope isn't rootable, so it's like seeing me going, oh, they need to get back together. But I'm almost at the point where I like, even though I know Rafe cheated on her and all that, but they got through all that, but it's different almost because, bottom line is, I'm definitely Team Rafe on this one. I don't know why, but I just am.
Yeah, I don't know because I think Hope has just become unlikable right now, really. I don't know.
Yep.
I think starting with the whole Sierra stuff and like harping on Ben and all that stuff. Just how she's been.
They did make a point. They did make a point of saying, Sarah said, well, you know what? I told Mom I was coming over here for dinner or something, and she didn't even say anything bad about you or anything. He's like, well, maybe we're making progress or something. And I thought, probably.
I'm also waiting for Ben to come forward about his nephew. And maybe he might with the baby or him and Sierra or something. So I don't know.
Oh, boy, yeah, that's true.
That's another whole, you know, interest in the baby is Ben. What else? Oh, and we talked about Will and we find out it's not cancerous, but it's where they really want to try to shrink it or get rid of it. So that's where they're at now. But I heard something gets worse. And it's something to do with the memory thing. Dr. Rolf's theorem or something is what was causing it or something. I don't know.
Well, then it'll probably happen to Jack, too.
Yeah, maybe it will. I don't know. Or isn't it? Well, that's what Jennifer was trying to get. She was trying to get it, right? And it does. And it going back to Xander, doesn't he have it? Isn't it Xander that has it now? Yeah, Xander has it. Okay. See, that was a long time ago since he's been on. And I guess we didn't see anything this week about Claire and the whole election thing. That's going to have to happen yet, the election. And
yeah.
Still finding out about Claire, Haley, because they weren't on at all, I don't think, this week. I don't know about the week before.
She hasn't been carted off to prison yet? Oh, dog.
No.
I was kind of hoping because I hadn't seen her all week.
They're getting close. Well, Eve knows. Eve knows. So Eve's going to use that against her. You know, Eve's going to turn on her. I have a feeling so.
For sure.
Yeah.
Claire is toast.
So, yeah. Well, we know she's leaving, so. Yeah. Or gone. She's gone.
Mm-hmm.
We missing anything?
Mm-hmm. Not that I know of.
Rex, text Sarah. Mm-hmm. Oh no, the talk with Marlena and Sarah.
Kind of
tricked Marlena into.
Yeah,
I thought Marlena really didn't. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, and she more or less told Eric, "Don't blame your mother because I really tricked her." She already thought I knew about it.
Playing mind games with the psychiatrist is kind of dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10 ways to not get off to a good start with your mother-in-law. If it's your mother-in-law, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Let's see.
So, Anna, do you think Maggie is jealous of Kate?
Oh, yeah.
Is she just a little?
Oh, yeah.
She's
the two of them are pot calling kettle black.
Oh yeah.
Oh. It's like seriously, Kate.
Yeah. I know. But Kate gave a look at one point, and I just cracked up. I can't remember what moment it was in, but she was kind of like, yeah, well, you know, I don't know.
And Victor's just sitting there taking it all in.
Yeah.
He should have gotten into like
the two women fighting over him.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, he's eating it up. I was waiting for Kate to say, well, you got pregnant. Well, I guess it wasn't. Didn't she? Was it her eggs again with the Sarah and Neil Curtis? I guess it wasn't her having an affair. Never mind. I can't remember.
Well, Sarah was supposed to be a mobster's kid, and Neil replaced the sperm.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
Okay, I got you. Never mind.
Yeah,
I mean, it was kind of a better week than I thought. I mean, I didn't watch every, second of it because I was trying to get through the week. But it was really halfway decent. It seemed like a lot of things were happening. And I thought, oh, but boy, there for a while, I could, you know, I haven't been able to stand it. So, and I thought, well, this is kind of good. Maybe they're going through cleanup on story arcs on aisle 5 in the beginning.
Yeah, because the whole Rex, Sarah, and Eric thing, that was dragging on so long.
Yes.
So that's kind of coming to an end, so.
Does anyone wish Angie Harmon would come on Days of Our Lives? Because I think that would be awesome. And if she could fall in love, or Angie Harmon could fall in love with Eric. And I know. Carrie would object to that, I know, because she has Nicole. But anyway,
Angie and Greg Vaughn, that's a sex tape that I think we could all get behind.
I think so, too. Sign me up for I haven't ever looked at anybody else's sex tape, but I might be tempted with that one. They're adorable.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So that'd be kind of fun if she came on the show. But anyway, but yeah, I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, I think we've covered most of the storylines. It sounds like it's going to get better next week. So.
Sounds like what?
It's going to get better, even better next week.
Yeah.
There is a little promo out there. Oh, and there's a promo where Chloe's so happy to see Nicole that she hugs her and she says, "Get your hands off me."
Oh, yeah.
To Chloe, when Chloe hugs her.
I was not sensing that Nicole was messing around when she came back. I was like, edgy, a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is going to be an interesting this is going to be quite challenging. All right. Well, I can't think of anything.
All right.
Else
I guess
anybody else?
Nobody else has anything?
Nope.
See what happens this week. All right.
See you next week, ladies.
Okay.
Yeah, see you. Bye.
Have a good day.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.